Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we have walked through in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 many of the gifts mentioned there. And we have done so at a glance instead of a gaze at this time. But one connection I want to make for us. One of the main stresses of this part of the letter of Paul to the Corinthian church is that each believer had a gift. Each one. We see that over and over. Verse 7, to each is given. Verse 8, to one is given, to another is given. Verse 9, to another. Verse 10, to another. It says it over and over. Verse 11, it says, all these gifts are empowered by one and the same Spirit who apportions to each one individually as he wills. So we see that this is one of the main heartbeats of the text. So let me line this up with something that Paul has written about earlier. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 through 15, in that part of the letter, Paul is emphasizing the responsibility that every person has when they build on the foundation that Paul has set. So notice with me in chapter 3, verse 10, let each one take care how he builds. Verse 13, each one's work will become manifest. Verse 13 again, the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. So if anyone attempts to build or strengthen God's church, they had better be responsible in how they did it. If the motivation of the use of the gift is to strengthen your position within the church, if your motivation of the use of your gift is to get praise, recognition, or influence, well, you may get all of those things, but it'll just be for a moment. And that's all the reward you will get, and you will not get heavenly crowns or rewards. So do you see what Paul is doing here? In chapter 3, Paul is setting up what he says in chapter 12. He's saying that people who build irresponsibly on the foundation of the church do so as people of the flesh, chapter 3, verse 1, as infants in Christ, chapter 3, verse 1, as those who seek to make themselves famous and not Christ, chapter 3, verse 11, and chapter 12, verse 3. People who are spiritual are those who have Christ as Lord. That is the foundation of the church and the foundation of the use of the gifts within the church, to hold up and exalt Christ. So by the time we get to chapter 12, we learn that it's not the spiritually elite that get to build up the church, but every member of the church has the ability by way of spiritual gifts, and they each are to use their gifts in a responsible way to strengthen the unity of the church and the exaltation of Christ. Today when you pray, please pray for Angel Colon and his family, our missionaries in Louisiana. And also remember the Yamwezi LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.